We're gonna...
I think that's fine.
Okay.
Is that going to this far one or...
Yeah, this back one right here, T-Dog.
Okay. So Jared's just adjusting the flow there to try to give the eggs as much oxygen and water flowing over them so that they have enough oxygen to develop properly.
It's gonna have really turn the radio up louder.
Yeah,
so it'll be help you go down.
Yeah,
and you have the back. Well, if it isn't securely loaded, the PBS guys won't be right.
Right. Right.
Right. Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
No, I mean, it looks.
Usually, when we go far enough out of state, we try to stay overnight.
Like. You see that T there? You're probably not going to need that. Unless you want a separate drain there. But those two drain lines on the bottom, mm-hmm. pump into there. Both of them will have standpipes that you can set up whatever height you want. And then the drain line is that bottom one, and that'll go back into your grass.
Okay.
So.
Standpipes, do it. Is there one?
And they're actually unable to get into the surface. Unless there's a spray on that surface of water. So that's why we add this spray bug. Spray the stream of water on the surface, which helps the surface tension enough. And you have to do that within the first 3 days. They'll still go, I've definitely noticed when it's darker when walleye are more active that they're using more of that. So they're hanging on the bottom like they do when they're using their active. But it's only when we're here. Really? That's interesting. I also realized I never asked, are you guys giving them 24 hours? Yeah. Like, so they have like 24 hours, but probably a little bit darker than they are in here currently, right? I think we're just running less water to the tank and just slow away when I thought. I had to shut the water off to this bell jar because it has a leak at the interface. Yeah, well, it's silicone. We can tell. So we're just checking for milting males that we'll set aside to spawn with any ovulating females that we see.
A second female.
Another female?
Fully go, but
okay.
Not that in one for you.
How many milting males do we have?
Five.
Let's work up right away then.
If we chop off from the water.
Yeah, good idea. Robbie, you on the potato eater?
Yeah. Get it, Rob. 401.
585, 401.
Three twenty-six, 376.
Man for the job.
I'm
Yeah, that has a lot of eggs in it, doesn't it? What's that? Yeah, I think that's just that's good. A little what? No, actually, we generally don't give them unless triple two on our spawn. Usually they're relatively docile when they're ready to spawn. Robbie, do you have a petri dish to collect milk? Right, 499.
Yeah.
What is
that?
380?
477.
477. You have to adjust the zoom and focus.
633333.
633333.
What? Yeah.
450? 760.
450, 760. So you should see a whole bunch of small cells in there. Well, it's not in focus for me, but... Yeah, it looks like the motility is ended. You can see all those cells in there in the water. The little dots.
That's
yeah,
right.
Really small.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Anything on what?
They're still moving, you think?
The milk. So yeah, sperm cells.
585482.
What do you got, Jared?
350.
350.
And 390.
Yeah, so the first number is length in millimeters. Second number is the weight in grams.
Good enough?
Yeah.
So we get those weights. Relative measure of the mass of the eggs, the mass of the fish, which is a PSI, which is a rough indicator.
What's third M, Rob?
Thank you. And then here, I'm just looking at the milk, the sperm.
That turd out of there. Come on.
Oh, yeah. So we cross three females with each male, just in case one of the males milks is of poor quality, we won't lose the entire batch of eggs. And it does not take very much walleye milk to fertilize a whole bunch of eggs. There are many, many sperm cells, many more sperm cells than there are eggs in there. So just a little bit. And then we add bentonite clay to the mixture that prevents the eggs from adhering to each other. And because if we don't do that, the eggs will stick to each other, they'll crumble, and then they won't get as good of oxygen flow when we put them into the belly rush. We let them sit in that clay for a little bit to let that clay adhere to the eggs, then we'll rinse the organ. So the external part of the egg stop being as porous as it was before, unable to accept any more blood cells.
Yeah,
it's a spot on. Do you want to put a female in there?
Do
you want to
have a
If you want, though, we have slickers and boots you can suit up. Totally your call.
I didn't just wash my hands.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, there's on the wall next to the break room, there's a whole bunch of these, so you can just stick them on, and we have boots too.
And they're all big.
Will and Robbie, do you want to grab the next? Oh, no, sorry. All right.
Four ten.
This guy wants to cooperate for a second.
7:45.
Yeah, it's pretty firm.
Is that after the
force? Okay.
Yeah, literal. No, that's okay.
It very well could be a nutrition.
I actually should check some more email first.
Nope, that jar's already.
It's got it now. It's got it.
Yeah, we got these.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I might not be able to tell.
Big Bertha! We're not talking about
nutrition thing.
Some eggs came out, so we'll see. Are we ready to do another one?
Yeah, we have another one ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're ovulating, like eggs are ready to come out, so.
731-919.
Yep.
Oh.
1762. All right.
Vince, not great.
Remember how we had him before? I remembered it. It'll come out. It'll come out in a goofy spot, but if we can get him.
3 inches. Yeah.
Some of them are coming out.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah. That's all right. Let get them all. If you can. Remember this.
Oh, there we go.
We've had definitely over 2 kilos. Yeah. It's a maintenance diet. The half set percent body weight. It's not. We still use spreading your open. Until they make a brood stock diet, the only brood stock diet that they make is for the babies that they have. Not that they wouldn't still be utilized as infants, but yeah.
Which is obviously somewhat healthy.
Right. I forgot to follow up with her on that.
Yeah.
Because like, I was also going to ask her what
like the color of these eggs are a little bit better. And they come out real pale, white,
but
yellowy, looks like a little kid.
I've asked him how they
look.
Yeah, so I'm guessing that's the case. I just
like,
wanted to see if Sabina had
a lot of them eggs they did from the first round. So, yeah.
We got
to
a lot of eggs.
768-254.
Yeah, that's half the kilo of eggs right there.
Yeah, that's the record so far. 3.8.
Yep.
All right, go ahead, Will. You can do the
old. Eric, if you run a... Oh, can you bring it in? Give me the last six numbers. Just hold the button.
Hold the button
okay.
down and wave it over to fish. Okay. Hold it down, yeah. Okay.
585. 482.
482.
$3.45.
Okay. We actually, we used this one already.
Oh, we
so.
Did?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, it's
definitely
huge. It was, yeah.
One more, maybe better.
It's really not bad. You'll just cradle the fish in your arm. Your,
back to the tank or back to the head?
They're
black, they're still
playing. 065
092.
All right.
What's their
445.
445.
But the thing is, the
smaller
fish are.
794.
794. Nope, we haven't.
So, like, we're
There's a color variation in these fish, though.
It's a pretty nice glare, we know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me? Yeah, it's you. You
with this.
You need a
yeah.
tank.
Any way you'd be able
to get a deep freeze, yeah. 064.
760.
427.
427.
You're picking up my guys like that.
764.
764.
Is that it, or is that just a fin?
Yep. It's nice. It allows us to track your little fish year after year.
Nothing.
You gave one little dribble and we checked, and that's it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Probably on average, anywhere from 2 to 7.
We
might need to find more males.
It's just urine to know.
If you can get any in the dropper, you don't need very much. So. It's interesting. Generally, finding milting males is not the challenge.
You got one.
You got one?
Do you want me to work it up right away?
Yeah, oftentimes the males will be
where's the scanner?
Well before the females
that's
are
Eric.
To ovulate.
Alright, hold it.
You got Eric.
360,
430. Yeah, I wish I would have thought of it. We do have a different one. It's good. Maybe we should just cycle through and start sampling. And if we get either Milton females or ovulating females, we'll set them aside. Otherwise, we'll put it back. Just because it seems like.
Going on a little test drive.
Yeah.
So, not that we wouldn't have found some stuff.
Hey, guys, we're just going to start sampling these for length and weight. And if we haven't get a Milton male or ovulating female, we'll set them aside. Otherwise, we'll just keep right now. It looks like they're coming out kind of short on both. Generally, that's not an issue. Usually, we always have more males. So, what do you got?
585.
That's a pile.
For how long they just sat where we searched for more males.
Okay, I'm ready. 336, 336, 308. 308.
What was that? Oh, it came out of the clay.
Oh, okay.
I've seen that clay before.
Part of this.
540, 543.
Alright. 1 hour. Hold on, I don't have a tag number. 585? 205. Ready, Robbie.
451, 858.
858? Ready. 585? 159.
450?
450.
1051.
1051. If you don't want to drink, you don't have to drink. If you're having fun, it does help.
437.
137? 437.
437, 829.
829. Yeah, it's really interesting that this tank has a lot fewer.
You did have a
button. Yep, I did.
Five eight five.
490. 1502. 613. 525. 525.
Four forty-five. 485. 585. 210. 210.
Hold on, net drop?
470.
990. And I'm assuming no milk unless you say otherwise, so.
Yep.
Okay.
I was a female, but not there.
Squishy. Right. I can see if it's female. 318. 318. 312. 312. That's two, Robbie.
Two strikes! That's all right, no, Rob.
Isn't it your three there?
Yeah, I can't complain too much.
You want to go back to the trouble?
Oh, 519.
1540.
1540.
Don't even have a name for you. Okay, tell Mike it's going to be more money now.
Yeah.
Make what?
633?
633.
064.
064.
432.
432.
770.
770. 770. Nope. Hold on, Will. 586-103. Eventually, yeah. So keep blocking that. 585. Oh, yeah.
543.
Yeah, it's really surprising. I mean, last tank was like probably 60% of the females were populating. What do you got?
585.
585.
476.
476.
392.
392. 541. 541.
Five twenty. 1300.
1300. 585.
585.
585.
352.
444.
Huh? 390? 390? 548. 548. 764. 464. 1032. 1032.
Okay. 585. 412. 412. 581. 581. 585. 335. 335. 338. 338.
You're pretty good once they squirm away there.
Yeah.
Oh, black and roll. 465. 465.
1043. 1043. 585. 565. 355. 445. 445.
426. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440. 440
745.
What was this bear? The bear fish? Yeah, I didn't catch the numbers, so I didn't.
It has the same length and weight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's
an
R. 731. 732.
850. 850. 822.
822. If we have all the spawn, we're going to be here late, but it'd be nice to get through it.
Sure.
I'm all just waiting to pump in this tank. Hopefully in like 60 days or so, we'll have some new fish for you.
Yeah, hopefully in 2 or 3 hours you can get back to the mission. You know what? We might not even let you know. I don't want you guys to worry about it.
It would be better if you let me know. I'll text you if you don't. Wake your mother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I should still talk to Jack about that. Yeah, that was probably, I would imagine this one. We had our triangle jack valve inspection for
weeks ago, so.
There's a fatty.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good question. I think that's just the case. I forgot to ask, were you able to sell everything that you do for purchases? Right. Yeah. Well, Emma has been, reposting that 100% fish. And then every time you guys have sent out the email that you have a fish in the room, she's posted. Yeah. We were thinking of putting in for some funds with Nicklack to do as part of his video series, some fish farm highlights. So if that gets funded, talk about it as well. I don't know what kind of reach that kind of thing gets. It does. So it doesn't quite do your marketing for you, does
no.
it?
That one there. Well, yeah, there's three big hoggles.
Third tank.
None of them are going to go.
No, really. Huh. I don't understand that.
So, yeah, that one, and this one. The biggest fish we got are not going to drop.
Huh.
Was this a 5-degree tank?
These were all 8-degrees, so the warmer winter treatment. Right.
I'm not seeing a whole lot of fish, honestly. Yeah.
No, I don't understand though. I mean, what? It was probably 60-70% of the females in the first tank. So. Let's see.
Well, if.
Yeah, sounds great.
Oh. This one.
If you lose the tank, just say a guy named Rob Lauren strapped it down. Just tell the DOT guy that it was Robert Lauren.
Here, Nygaard. Actually, no, let's throw Colton under the bus.
See you guys.
Kendall,
yep, see you guys.
There we go. Kendall's better. Kendall.
Okay, we need some filters.
This one.
Hole. Two.
Eggs.
Hole.
Okay. It's strange that the really big ones that look like they're going to be ready to spawn are not going to spawn. This one's milting. Milt on the left.
Milk. Yeah, there we go. Add another one. Seven.
A lot of milking males. That's probably all we need there.
Next to you.
5-5-5-4-3. 5-4-3?
Yes.
And this is spawning female, right?
Yep. 402.
Clumpy dry.
Are they? Okay. Yeah, this is definitely a first time spawner, so. Yeah, there's a little clumpier than the way. Hold on. Yep. 5.5, 4.13. Yep. Got it. 394?
Yep. And 535.
535. Thank you. Zach, you want to see some mortal milk?
Here.
Not sure if it's focused for you, but it should be. It should still be swimming pretty heavily.
Go ahead.
So I can see, like, the, what looks like
a head bay stops.
Well,
oh, wow, yeah. That's quick. So it's really quick where they go from being mortal to not. So. When I went to grab you, they were going crazy, so it's like, okay. So it, yeah, it's that quick. So for me walking over here, I mean, I had to get them on there and focus and
walk the mirror off.
Yeah. It took, especially on the walleye side, you know, we're, what, 15 years into working on walleye domestication, so every one of these techniques took us at least 1 year, but we learned a lot to try it. And this iteratively improved, so. I don't know, maybe in another 15 years we'll be doing a lot of work. Right, right. Yeah, you can't do that with that.
1 hour!
What do you got, Jared?
378.
378.
585.
585.
Nice, fairly free flowing.
Okay, that's good.
A little paler than I'd like, but.
Alright.
Nailed.
Five is five. 496.
Creek. 70.
370.
454.
454. So Zach, if you want to see,
okay,
I'll try to get it under the scope right away for you.
Well, now it's coming.
Okay, so as soon as I add water, they should start to...
Yeah, I'd take it off.
Oh, okay.
Look at the upper right. So we're adding water to start the fertilization process and activating milk. And then very shortly, we'll add clay to prevent the eggs from adhering to each other.
So basically around now, it's either they're fertilized or they're not?
Yep, it's very quick. There, we'll stir up that clay and make sure that all of the eggs are coated in a thin layer of clay. They'll adhere to that clay and not to each other, and that'll allow them to roll and be well aerated.
It's pretty common to see fish eggs in a clump if
right.
You see them in nature.
And you can imagine if the walleye are out on the spawning reef, they want those eggs to kind of adhere to the bottom.
Oh, that might be.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, worth a shot. I'm gonna grab a drink real quick. Do you want to try to spawn that one?
Sure.
Are these dry?
Two one five eight.
There we go. Yes. And they're just
crossing. It's always the big one that's the feistiest.
Oh yeah.
Bloody.
A little bit bloody, but there's good ovarian fluid.
Well,
yeah. That'll sometimes happen. You gotta be careful not to cover up the rough
right. They have a little bit of pressure on them right now.
Yeah.
I don't like the look of it.
I mean, there's good ovarian fluid, but it's, you know how some of them get,
bloody? And that's how that last one was kind of
great.
So you want me to keep trying or put it away?
I don't know. Because if it holds on to the eggs for too long, it's also not good with how many eggs she's produced. But it might not be ready to ovulate.
Yeah.
I think we pivot up the other direction
Sometimes that'll do it.
Yeah, good call, Robbie. Yeah, you can feel.
Yeah.
Nope.
I think we let that go.
Okay.
It's a tough call because it.
And that's what we see with our older broodstock. That's why we have to cycle them out.
The eggs otherwise look okay.
They actually look really good.
They actually look really good. We should get the egg mass so we can add that to the total amount of ovulation. Okay. What's that? Yeah, I think we will. And maybe we should check or sample some of those bigger females first just to see.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah. All right, I'm ready if you guys are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that one was ready well.
130?
130?
395.
395.
535.
1982. 1982. Not standing.
So you start with an S, like spread it. How do you spell it?
Yeah, it's because of the tariffs, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Which are also a Canadian.
So. What's that? They're actually an Norwegian company. But the feed is manufactured
by the Canadian company.
730?
730. 908.
908. Wow, that one's gonna have some eggs.
It's like 540.
540?
2016.
2016.
Nope,
but work it up. 585?
365.
365.
370?
370.
538.
Alright, I'm just gonna start grabbing them randomly.
Yeah, up. Yeah, I think that's good.
Nine six seven.
585.
392.
392.
380.
380.
538. 446.
446. 5 we can get some food tanks. Yeah, that's really nice. We have 3 more to do, but they're further behind.
585.
479. 355.
355.
382.
382. 3, 5, 6.
3, 8, 6.
Four fifty-three. 400. 400.
363. Wait, 683.
683.
Sorry, that was way off.
114.
114.
444.
444.
480.
480.
998.
998.
414.
414.
661.
661.
340.
340.
510.
510.
In the bin.
Thank you. Five 15.
515.
1317.
1317.
440.
440.
Oh, nope. 9. Come on. 929.
576. Yeah.
Good
one. 130557. Four 483.
All right.
1152.
Got it.
642.
Got it.
585-528. Okay. 346. Okay. 374. 375. 585-447. .352. Yes. 25, 4, 4, 7. If it's not there, you'll have to add it. So just add it. Or just write it down, yeah.
Okay.
352. 406. Last one, Will. 585-331.
Four
445.
926.
It's good.
Temperature actually matters, yeah, go figure.
A concrete pad,
yeah,
for that, so I emailed Wade.
But,
yeah.
He emailed straight into the surface, so.
Yeah, well, it sounds like Jake also has a packing application he's been waiting on, too.
Yeah, put it in December as well.
Hey, I mean, I'm on 2 years.
I'm just kidding, we don't like you.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, on really long days they do. In colder winters didn't seem to affect input much. So yeah. Still gotta finish. We do know that persids, which walleye are a persid, generally temperature is the key to initiate reproduction in an adult development and not colder food. If you look at salmon, for example, totally other way around. You don't have to necessarily manipulate their temperature at all. It's all, yeah, we're just gonna be tidying up now, so. Yeah, absolutely. And do you guys have a game plan for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it, yeah. Oh yeah, we're in that week, so, yep. We'll wash them with the towels, so, yeah. Been eating walleye roe. Not that there isn't potential for a market. Hey Will, can you give me a hand here?
Yeah.
I don't want to tip over the vial. Just put it over here. Volume for this is 70.
For which fish?
This is for six oh. Hey, Will.
Yeah.
Can you bring, can you get a little water in these and then bring those back to that heat stack?
The heat stack?
Yeah, the PVC piece to the heat stack. Okay. Just make sure when you pull out that stack that it isn't, you don't pull it out too quickly because there's no tops on those.
Okay.
Go back to hey, oh, there it is. Could you hand me the... Absolutely fail, you know? That's what a lot of our funding from USDA and NOAA is there for so that we can kind of help that industry get kickstarted. So, and there are people that are starting and dumping money into it. There's a fish farm called Woods and Waters in Juneau, Wisconsin. And I should think before I do, because I got to strain these fish. They've got a much higher production capacity than Colin does.
I want to say from your call, you said there was this former student who had been at one of the schools that had like done an aquaculture class and is now working for a fish farm.
Yeah.
Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, we have a lot of them. So, we have a whole wall over in the corner.